It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You have that fever, Hugh?
Philly. Yeah, I do. I got to get me some more Phillies gear, though, man. I need
the
to work on
store's right
that.
Here.
I know.
You get a discount.
It ain't that much. They ain't discounting enough.
Come on.
I'm going to go. I was planning on walking down right before the show started.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how far it was, so I had to come back.
The fever, we have it. We are live today.
I'm going to go when we get out.
Citizens Bank Park for the home opener. Broadcasting live from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. Broadcast with DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, the Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. Congratulations, Jeff Miller. He won our tickets. The Phillies Rockies coming
Jeff.
Up on Thursday. Good job, Jeff. Congratulations. Enjoy the game. And we're here today for the home opener. All these new things, including the digital age here at Citizens Bank Park. They have the digital scoreboards behind home plate now. The LED lights. It's going to be awesome. It's nothing like the home opener. Phillies lineup. No Trey Turner day as he gets another day off with the bad back / hip, whatever's going on with Trey. So Sosa back at short today. All right, so I was thinking about something. We'll get back to your phone calls on the Tush Push Band, Torpedo Bats, and, of course, takeaways from the Phillies over the weekend with the Nationals. But, Hugh, something hit me this weekend.
What hit you this weekend?
Well, it's the first weekend of the season, and already we lose Trey for a couple games, and JT had to miss a game on Sunday that he probably would have played in. And it did hit me on Sunday watching the lineup. You know what the Phillies are, Hugh?
What they are.
We can say this.
What are they?
We don't have to. Sometimes you just got to say the truth out loud.
Yeah, what's okay? that?
They're old. This is an old baseball team.
Not yet.
Nah, Hugh, they're old.
Nah, not yet.
They're old.
This 31-ish
they
is not old.
They are old. So how about this? I'm going to throw a stat at you. In the history of baseball, the whole history, there have only been two teams with five players 32 or older. The Phillies have five in their lineup, age 32 season or older, that have made the playoffs ever. Just two teams. And that tells me two things. One, teams that have this many older players, those guys will start to decline, right? One or
at
two.
At some point, yeah. I mean, it's
or yeah. They'll get hurt, so they won't play enough to be good enough to make the playoffs. I'm not saying the Phillies aren't going to make the playoffs. What I'm saying is we're going to have weeks and days where these regular players get banged up. As players get older, they just get hurt more. So I'm crossing my fingers, but I'm now it hit me. These guys are going to miss games. This is his third game missed. Mm-hmm. Day off tomorrow. I hope he's back on the field on Wednesday. But if he's not on the field Wednesday, they probably have to consider putting him on the IL because you're going to play a man short for a whole week. So it just hit me. They're an older team. This shouldn't be unexpected. These guys are going to miss some time. You want to put your head in the sand on how old they are?
That's some real doom and gloom
stuff.
No,
it's true.
I mean, the season just started. I didn't need for you to do all that.
I feel like Hugh feels personally attacked right now.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, just because you're 20 years older than these guys doesn't mean you're old.
You know what's funny, Kyle? I'm looking and I'm like thinking back when I turned 30 and how stuff started to go.
Yeah, you were old.
But these guys do a great job of keeping themselves healthy. And that's the big thing that I was talking about before the season started, Joe, was you have to – like Cassiano's last year, he was the Ironman. You got to give these guys these days off and give them a chance to rest, and you have to at some point infuse some of these young talent.
I agree with you on that. And it also is going to – and to go back to the daycare thing, they're going to need the Stotts, the Marshes, the Bohms – to play a lot and to be good, because there's going to be days Trace is not in the lineup.
Who were we talking to earlier? Did you see how excited Citizens Bank?
Dan Fitzpatrick.
Dan, we're talking to Citizens
Bank. Yeah.
Yeah, the Prez. Did you see how excited he was when he talked about Andrew Painter potentially coming
up? Yes. Well, he was saying if we had in the last couple of years,
man, listen,
things would have been different.
He led with pitching, and he talked about pitching. And he was over the moon about Painter. That's what they're hoping for, man. They're hoping for some of these young kids to come in and take a little bit of that pressure off of these older guys.
And to balance it out, right?
And
look, that could even out what I'm saying. I mean, their age isn't going to change. They're an older team. But if the young guys take a step forward, or Painter arrives, or Miller,
that's why
Crawford,
the daycare has probably been disbanded, too.
Well, they're done. They're not daycare anymore.
Yeah, they're not daycare. They're
full-grown kids now.
Full-grown.
Full-grown kids. 215-592-9494. You're taking all this and the tush push, which we could be – what, a day away from this thing getting banned? They're going to vote tomorrow morning.
Think positive thoughts, Joe.
What's your feeling right now? Right now. This is going to be a close vote, Hugh.
I think it's going to be – it's probably going to be what they need, 24.
They need 24 to ban it.
It's going to be like 22.
Ooh.
22 and what's that, 10?
22 10? And 10 equals 32,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you know math ain't – you know, they ain't –
who's the guy that NBC has him for football at the end of the season? He's also on the election coverage. Kornacki?
You know, Kornacki. I don't know that.
Steve, I think his name is Steve Kornacki. He, uh-huh. he goes on the different networks and he'll like tell you for like the presidential election, right? Mm-hmm. He'll like count the votes and like if you have this, you have to win that to win.
Yeah.
I need him tomorrow
morning.
You're
talking about electoral votes.
Yeah, electoral
votes.
Yeah, like I need him tomorrow morning to count this thing down. Like if we get the Texans vote, then we're good. If we don't get the Texans vote, we're screwed.
I think we got it. We got a friend because the coach used to play here. I'm thinking the Cowboys gonna roll with us too.
Oh, stop! You think we got the Cowboys vote?
Yes.
You have got to be smoking.
Yeah, I mean, you're.
Listen. I've been wrong about these things.
Jerry's gonna vote with the Eagles.
Yes, we got KC. I was wrong about KC, by the way. I thought they were the ones that got mad about it.
All right. So you think we got Andy?
Big Red.
We have Steichen. Steichen's already said he's.
Yeah, he would have.
You think we got Kellen Moore?
Coach Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe we have Bannon.
You know what? I would look at Kellen and be like, you know what I would say? Like, if we were sitting at the dinner and I was like, and he just got the head coaching job, I say, Kellen.
Come on, man.
I ain't even got to ask you this question, dog. But I'm asking anyway. How you voting? And he's going, whatever he does.
Like goofy, a goober.
Big goofy ass. yeah, he better – like, listen, it's a no-brainer. We resurrected your career. I put you in position to have the job that you got in New Orleans. Don't forget.
Oh, you're going to pull the don't forget card?
Oh, for real? Why not? You don't forget.
Listen, you could do that with him. Might work. I'm telling you, Gannon's voting against the Eagles. It just –
no, Gannon
there's pettiness
no.
there.
No.
Come on. They docked a pick from the Cardinals because the whole thing, the way that
he'll
thing
be,
went.
He'll be all right.
Kyle, you believe that?
He came out. What up, Bird?
No, you're out of your mind. Up, Bird, like, what are you talking about?
No, we got
Cowboys Gannon. And Gannon are clearly voting against the Eagles.
I think we got the Cowboys.
Why on earth would the Cowboys vote with the Eagles on this?
Because they're on their last leg anyway.
Now, Jerry might miss the vote, and then because of that, they just get a no. Yeah,
You buy Jerry some squirrel, some cookies. He might roll with
Jerry's it. Not as easily bought as you are.
They serve squirrel at West Palm Beach restaurants? I doubt it.
Who else do I think is with us in the division?
Nobody.
The Giants.
Why would they vote for it?
Why do you think teams in our division would vote with us?
This is hopeful.
I'm reaching.
Yeah, you are. This is blind faith.
I'm reaching. We got Tampa Bay.
We got Tampa because Bowles has been on record.
We ain't got Atlanta.
No, we ain't got Atlanta. Right now, I'm looking at.
We got Carolina, I think. I think
you're just making things up now.
Yeah, you're hoping.
I'm hoping. Listen, I ain't got no.
I think
intel.
We have D'Amico Ryans. I saw. Some
yeah, D'Amico, yeah. Coach Ryans from Texas. We got the Saints. We obviously say we got the Saints.
Okay, that's about five or six.
Stefanski also said he doesn't think they should ban it.
Okay. That's seven. We're still voting.
We got
shorter.
Cleveland.
Yeah, he just said that. Stefanski.
Yeah.
Come on,
I'm
man.
Reaching. I'm reaching. Hey, listen, Kyle. I'm reaching. We got Coach Harbaugh, Baltimore. We got the Harbaughs.
I think we have one Harbaugh.
Which one? Jim?
John. I don't know.
We got John. We got Jim. We got Jim.
Well, Jim goes to the beat of his own drum. I don't know. All right. 215-592-9494. How do you feel about the Tush Push potentially
Denver?
Getting banned? Sean Payton? He's petty.
He's
petty. All right. Angry, disappointed, or no big deal? How about this? The votes are pretty split. Disappointed leading the way at 38%. Angry at 36%. No big deal at 26. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Chris in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. Guys. Thanks for getting me on.
You got it, pal. What's up?
So, looking at the tush push and just the reason why teams are trying to get rid of it, we might as well take away the field goal. We might as well take away tackling people. We might as well just put flags on our waist and play flag football. Because, number one, they're saying, like you guys have been talking about, it's just not entertaining when you get to the one-yard line. You know what's going to happen. But a field goal isn't as entertaining as a touchdown. And talking about the physicality and people getting hurt, we see NFL players constantly get hurt with non-contact injuries. So injuries can just happen. There's no avoiding it. So people trying to take this play away is exactly what you guys have been saying. They know it works. They can't do it. We can, so they want to take away what we do so well because we just won the Super Bowl, and they know we're on our way to win another one.
Well, Chris, and to your point on the injuries versus, you know, you can't take it out of the game, I understand the sensitivity that the NFL has to head injuries, right? What's happened the last 30 years. And, Chris, if there was data that in the last 3 or 4 years there was a lot of concussions on this, then I would have a different view. Then I'd say, all right, it's a cool play. It's worked for the Eagles, but we can't use
it anymore.
It's
time to move on.
It's time to move on. But there's none. Like, there's no data that says this is a play where players get injured. It's a joke that they're using that. If I was a player and one that used to play in the NFL where they didn't care about head injuries and now they're pretending this is an injury thing, I'd actually feel insulted. I'd feel insulted.
It's insulting because Coach McDermott said.
And then he ran it over and over again.
That's why I'm surprised, because then you sit there with
Good
a straight
call,
face.
Chris, appreciate you.
You sit there with a straight face. And you know you said some stupid stuff, but you're trying to justify it.
Well, Sean's got to have a pattern now of saying
things. Well, and it's you went to a really good school. You went to William & Mary. They don't just let anybody in William & Mary.
I'm not sure anymore after Sean McDermott
talked. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's just like, you're a smart man. And you sat there with a straight face and said, well, I'm worried about people's safety. And you ran it damn near as much as we did.
Yeah. Again, and you
make
you,
it make sense.
You can because he just wants none of this makes sense, and it's frustrating. It really is frustrating because I haven't heard a good reason why this should be on the NFL, and yet they might do it as early as tomorrow. David is in the Northeast talking about torpedo bats. What's up, David?
David. Yo, what's up, Oz?
Hey, David, what's up?
You're Lewis. How you doing, guy?
We're good. What do you think about the torpedo bat?
Okay, I'm just saying, man. Last week, he was kind of feeling bloom that nobody says yo to him first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was down about that.
Mr.
Nobody
Douglas,
just specifically.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing there, brother?
How about David?
Appreciate
how
you.
All right, man. I'm the guy that did the soprano take me out to the ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
We loved it.
Okay. If I'm talking about this torpedo bat, where are we going to war or something, or are we playing baseball?
I think it's just baseball. Yeah. I came to a baseball
but
game
it,
today.
But I guess it kind of looks like a torpedo.
Yeah.
Why do we need it? Why?
Well, I mean.
Because the chicks dig the long ball.
You're not going to have people coming to the game just to see home runs.
Well, that's not true.
No kind of
but what if Schwarber hits like 70, David? That people would come see
I don't,
that.
I don't.
I want to see small ball. I want to see them practice their trades since they were kids. Knee high to a bullfrog.
So you'd rather small ball than torpedo
ball? Small ball players don't get paid like them long ball
Exactly.
Hits.
Practice what your coaches practice when you were in high school.
Yeah, but you got to admit.
Torpedo match, your thoughts.
You know, it's Scott like, Fransky come on, with man. You don't need no super bat, man.
Torpedo bat.
Just a regular bat.
Well, not every player is using them. We don't even think any Phillies have them yet.
Not yet.
But they're on their way. All right, so we got one vote. David, good phone call. So David's clearly against the torpedo bats. He wants more small ball. David, I got bad news for you.
It's not happening.
These torpedo bats are going to be part of this season.
The thing that people need to realize that you're going to go where the money is. Who just got a ton of bread for hitting a ton of home runs last year? Wasn't Aaron Judge?
Well, Aaron Judge is very highly paid. Juan Soto just got paid.
Well, no, that's my fault because I forgot. That was like not last year, but the year before
that. Well, to that point, though, Soto, I think he had his career high in home runs last year before he got paid.
I understand that there are baseball purists out there. I just think it's like, with all due respect, I just think it's funny that when people say they're baseball purists, what is so pure about it? The game has been evolving and changing since it started.
Well, and I will say this about baseball. They resisted change for a long time. But they've come
– and they're starting to try to catch up because you –
And the ratings have been up the last couple of years with the pitch clock and with the more stolen bases.
And that's why they did it. Yeah. You know why football is the leader as far as entertainment is concerned? Because it's evolved and it's not afraid to evolve.
Football doesn't care about the past. They care about tomorrow.
Yes. And baseball is the same way. They knew about these – see, this is the problem. Everybody wants to be up in arms about these torpedo bats now because of what the Yankees did this weekend. They were using torpedo bats last year. Now, I read that where they were talking about certain guys were using the bats and they were hitting home runs, but the simple fact that the Yankees did it this weekend, now everybody, oh, my God, they're not supposed to do this. They've been doing it.
And it was the first weekend they hit a lot of home runs,
yes,
so it became a big story.
Like it popped.
Yeah.
Now, guess what? The fact that it popped this weekend. Guess what the players are looking at?
I want one of those.
He hit a home. They hit like 30 home runs. Guess what? Oh, I'm about to get me one. And now everybody's going to do it. And guess what people say? Oh, so-and-so hit 15 home runs in the last 3 weeks. I need to go see that. That's what people come to the game. So for all those folks talking about your purists or whatever and thinking that this ain't going nowhere, this just caught fire, bro. This just caught fire because I guarantee you, you go to any bat manufacturer right now, it's going to be kid. Like, my son plays baseball. He don't know about torpedo bats now. But guess who does? The other kids that are trying to play baseball
They're
now.
They're going to talk about
it. They're going to talk about it, and they're going to go get those. Guess who's going to wear it? College. College kids going to be wearing them torpedo bats.
You brought that up because when you look at it, it looks more like a softball bat or a little league bat where the weight is distributed more across. Like softball bats, it's across because the ball is bigger and it's just the way the game is played. It's just different. It looks like that. When I saw it on Saturday, I was like, it looks like a softball bat they're using instead of the old big barrel.
Well, it's like skinny and then it's like fat, like right by the
spot.
Yeah. It's like almost like the sweet spot or whatever.
But they just extended that, the sweet spot. I think it's fun. Now, we will see. Now, look, 3 months from now, if the games are 12 to 10 every night, then I could see some people be like, they changed the game too much. It went too far. But let's see how it plays out. Again, I think we could use it. We have some hitters in this lineup. If Bryce's thought, I saw Devin is going to join us coming up at 12:30. Devin was talking to some Phillies this morning, and I saw a video she put up of Stott saying he texted his guy about a bat. I like Stott as a hitter. Home run on Saturday. But Stott has not shown to have huge power in the big leagues. If this helps him instead of getting jammed all the time.
Guess what he's going to do?
He's going to get one.
Everybody's going to do it. And then guess who's going to have to adjust?
The pitchers.
The pitcher.
Yeah, let's go to Andrew in Northeast Philly. Andrew's not buying this torpedo bat stuff. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Andrew. What's up?
Well, the torpedo bat, for one, was actually used for a bit last year. Number two, all they did is narrow the top end of the bat. The bat is still at regulation max diameter. All they did is just change the shape of the bat. The funny part is, I think it's also going to cause more strikeouts. You have less of an end of a bat. That means there's less bat for the guys to make contact if they're going to do those little poke shots.
Yeah, it might, but if it hits, if you hit more home runs, I'm guessing players will take that, right? More home runs, more strikeouts. Yeah.
All it does is accentuate where the sweet spot is.
So, but you don't think it's going to change the game? You think it's just it is what it is?
I think it's going to go both ways. You're going to see more home runs. You're also going to see an increase in strikeouts.
You could, but so here's what I would say to that, Andrew. Strikeouts have been on the rise for about 15 years steadily. Every year, strikeouts go up. Home runs have not. So if the strikeouts are going to go up anyway. So if strikeouts continue to go up but home runs do, that's going to change the game. There'll be more scoring this way.
Yeah, and again, there's also not that many players using the bat. There was only a couple on the Yankees who were using it, and that's
That's you're right, but that's now. Now that I mean, we got players. I mean, Rob Thompson this morning saying that the Phillies are looking into it. So you know, as Hugh was saying earlier, it's a copycat league. And Andrew, we appreciate the phone call. Yes, it's not across the league yet, but as this becomes more popular, in a month you could have half the league using this.
Man, listen, in about 2 weeks. You're going to start seeing those bats. As soon as they can cut the trees down and shape these suckers, they're going to be out here because guys see that. And like I said, it's about money. Like most people, I've talked to guys that play baseball, and nobody wants to play the small game anymore because they're looking at launch angle and all the other good stuff. They're trying to knock the ball out of the park. If this is something that's within the rules that allows you to do that, they're going to do it. Like I give it by the end of the month. Everybody and their mama probably gonna have anybody that's trying to knock the ball out of the park is gonna have one. And as far as strikeouts are concerned, I mean hell, Schwarber strikes out a lot already.
Yeah, I mean again, strikeouts have been going up steadily for years. I mean that's in spite of these bats. That's just because these pitchers are so good. David's in Berlin. What's up, David?
Oh, Joe, you,
David.
Of course, I call. Calling about the tush push, but you know, it's Phillies opening day and all that. Let me just throw this in. Hugh, put your money together and we're going to invent the tornado bat. We'll call it Tornado Alley.
Tornado bat? What is the bat going to do?
That's
tornado
not what
Alley.
Not what they're called,
it's a torpedo.
No,
the torpedo.
I like the idea of Tornado Alley.
Invent the tornado.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, let's move on to Jalen Hurts. His legs, of course, makes that play, right? Now, most of the other teams, they realize that, you know, they can't do that. Okay, so that therefore some of them will vote, you know, against it naturally. And it does take away something from the game. However, you're going to have to stop it. Now, but the point is, when they talk about an injury, here's what they should have said if they want to make a legitimate point. They should have said, well, we're going to stop all people from pushing people. See, everybody. So you don't just have like that play and they have to wait a second to run. No more pushing from behind.
Yeah,
that
would be a way to change the game without going after specifically the tush push. You're right. That would at least that would have a little more logic to this. We don't want this in the game anymore. This what they've done is just go after one specific play that's run so little.
Which is ridiculous. Now, of course, I've seen Fred Refrigerator Perry, right? You know, Dick would bring him in. And throughout the history of the NFL, there's been different things. But this one, of course, the tush push has pretty much been awesome for the Eagles. You can just sit and relax on fourth and one. But I really think that even if they took it away, that Jalen Hurts with his legs can make 7 out of 10 of them.
I agree with that, David. Yeah, I mean, look, Tom Brady for years converted about 8 out of 10 short yardage, you know, quarterback sneaks. So, yes, I good phone call, David. I don't think this would crush the Eagles. It's just it's more the principle of taking it away that bothers me more than I think it's going to crush their season next year. 215-592-9494 for your take on the torpedo bats, which some want to become make tornado bats. Tornado, torpedo.
Yeah, whatever.
Kyle could be dismissive, but I can't.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
Accuracy is not that important. No, I think the bats are kind of cool. It looks like they're going to be here for long. All right, your phone calls and the Phillies takeaways from this weekend, the torpedo bats, and, of course, the tush-push ban. What emotion do you have as it sounds like tomorrow they could ban this thing? It could
you
be
think
gone.
It's going to happen, don't you? Your gut is telling you that this is a wrap, huh? Kiss the baby.
I think we're going to be in for, like, the final one or two votes to decide this tomorrow. I think there's enough of a push and enough pettiness in the NFL well, which you understand, Hugh.
Yeah, I do understand.
That could push this the wrong way. All right, your phone calls. On the other side, Devin Caney will join us live here at Citizens Bank Park to talk some Phillies. We get set for the home opener. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to bet on sports. There's an absolutely loaded sports calendar this weekend, whether you're into basketball, baseball, hockey, or any other sport. Check out some of their exclusive promotions like Dinger Tuesday, Hump Day Parlays, and Golf Profit Boost Tokens over the weekend. Let's go with the Phils today at home here to win their opener. Right now, new customers get $200 of bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Midday Show live today. Citizens Bank Park for the Phillies home opener. Broadcasting live from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. Broadcast booth, DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. The Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. 1 o'clock afternoon show will sit in with us. A crossover. Big game Dante. He was going to be with us to sing the national anthem at 1:45. Leading off at 2. Back to your calls in a few minutes. Right now, though, Devin Caney joins us as we get set
Hello.
For the Phillies. How are we doing, Devin?
I'm doing well. I'm super excited to finally get to watch baseball being played in Citizens Bank Park again. Just heard from Rob Thompson, some of the players down in the clubhouse. I'm doing well.
All right, so we got to ask you this. Before we get to the Phillies specifically in the first weekend and today – What did you hear down there about their torpedo bats, which have become the story of baseball the first
weekend? New hotness.
I know. They really have taken the baseball world by storm. It's like becoming the tush push of baseball very quickly. So I asked Bryson Stott down in the clubhouse just now about the torpedo bats and what he thought, because I don't know if you guys saw Fox 29, I believe, was down at Victus HQ, and they asked, and Victus said, yeah, we've been talking the Phillies. You might see some torpedo bats with the Phillies this week. And I asked Bryson Stott, because I know he has a close relationship with Victus, and he's like, yeah, I already texted my guy at Victus about it. So the torpedo bats, he said, aren't a new thing. They've been around for a while. And the thing about them is they don't work for everyone. They actually can make it a lot harder for certain types of hitters to make contact with the ball. And in order for a torpedo bat to really work for you, you have to go down to this hitting lab that they have down in Louisiana. They put a bunch of wires on you and they kind of analyze your swing. So his answer was basically like, yeah, they're a thing. Yeah, we're interested in talking to Victus, but they might not work for everyone.
Is there a possibility, because it was the thing that took the internet by storm this weekend?
Yeah.
So and you said they have to go to Louisiana.
But I mean, I'm sure that they could figure out a way.
That's what I was about to ask you, because
then Rob Thompson also said, like, Kevin Long has been making calls. Like, I think they are trying to work
on it. No, because it's the thing that jumped out to me, Devin, and I don't know if it was like that for you, is that, to your point, it has been around a while, because I did a little looking around, and they some guys used it last year. Mm-hmm. But this was the year that it really, really popped. Mm-hmm. And everybody's looking for that competitive edge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good chance that, you know, even though you got to go to Louisiana, they're going to probably fly some guys up. It's going to be some trips being made. Mm-hmm. And guys are probably going to have to come on off days to try to see if they can make this happen. Because it's just phenomenal. And I think I personally think it might be good for baseball. How do you feel about that?
I feel like a traditionalist here, because if it was the Phillies who had just hit like 100 home runs like the Yankees had with their torpedo bats, I'd be all for it. But I think because it's the Yankees, even though Aaron Judge apparently isn't even using a torpedo bat, he's just Aaron Judge and able to do what he's been doing to start the season. I just don't like anything that disrupts that, because now if one team has it and then another team has it and then everyone just tries to duplicate it, and then the entire game has changed, the record books are all kind of messed up now with the different skewed numbers. And
I don't know
if I love that, but it's legal. And I think that the Phillies are looking into it a little bit more seriously than they're probably letting on. Topper kind of made it seem like he was like, yeah, I saw that on social media. Like, I saw it was trending. Like,
he's claiming ignorance.
As if you didn't know about it.
Yeah, it was
before.
Hot. It was hot.
He's like, yeah, I had K Long make some calls. And that was the extent of what he said in terms of the Phillies looking into it. But I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a few torpedo bats on the Phillies.
Topper doesn't strike me as a social media guy. Maybe I didn't realize he is. Yeah, Topper seeing this stuff out there?
It's funny you say that, because Dave Yurum, our sports reporter at KYW, was like, wait, so are you saying you're on social media, Rob Thompson? And he's like, no, I'm not on social media. I don't know.
We have some dogger reporters at our station. We got ESP, Elliot Shore Parks, and Dave Yurum leading the way for reporters all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yourself as well.
Oh, thank you.
But you're kind of like a jack of all trades, though. You do it like
I appreciate that, yeah.
So, Devin, let's talk about the team today. So, no Trey Turner again, which I wouldn't say I'm worried yet, but it's been 3 days now and day off tomorrow. If he doesn't play on Wednesday, then I'll start wondering, like, what's going on? Because it was originally framed as back spasms. You think, it's not a big deal, but now he's going to miss his third straight game.
Yeah, third straight game. He was out there warming up, doing some drills out in the field right before I came up to the booth, and he looked healthy. Rob Thompson was asked about him, and he said, you know, he's doing great. I think they're hoping to utilize tomorrow's off day, you know, assuming that the game is going to be played in full today, should weather not interfere. And then they're expecting Trey Turner to be back on Wednesday. But I don't know about you guys. Dave Skopinich, he works in our sales department, a little inside baseball here, just asked me outside. He's like, yeah, I heard Trey Turner is also dealing with a hip issue that led to the back spasm. So apparently it might be more serious than they're letting on.
So there was a quote from him this weekend that it started as he felt his hip grab in spring, at the end of spring training, and then it became the back. So
yeah, it was tied together somehow. But I don't. He was taking grounders out there on the field, and he didn't look hindered whatsoever. So hopefully he's back by Wednesday.
Yeah, look, they need him, especially the top of the order with hitting one or two. What was your biggest takeaway from this weekend? I mean, Luzardo was fun on Saturday.
Yes.
And then Nola wasn't quite as fun yesterday.
No. I mean, I'm happy with the way they started. Taking a series, even if you don't sweep the first team you face in the season, I mean, what more can you ask for? I know Nola left some to be desired, but he also wasn't awful. I think, you know, letting up two home runs and they were multiple run shots each, like that's going to happen. I thought he still looked good in moments, so it wasn't anything to be overly concerned about. I'm really excited to watch Christopher Sanchez out there today. I'm really happy that he got the home opener. We know how well Christopher Sanchez pitches here in Citizens Bank Park. We said going into this season that the Phillies could have potentially the best or one of the best starting rotations in baseball. And I think that this first series and then some is going to prove that with Christopher Sanchez rounding out today.
You know, I'm kind of curious, Dev. Are you a little concerned that the team right now looks like eerily similar to the team that was last year with some of the strikeouts and things of that nature, relying on the long ball as much?
I know. I get what you're saying. And it was like that first game on Thursday was like it was like no time had passed since the Mets series in the NLDS that knocked them out with the shadows and the bats and the 19 strikeouts. But then the Phillies came back and they proved that, you know, Alec Bohm came through and some of the bats came through. And then the next game, Brandon Marsh hit really well off lefties. He hit a home run. So I think a lot of our concerns were kind of proven wrong, at least just to start with these first few games of the season. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, they're still, I think it's the way that the Phillies team is set up. Like they're big bats and they're going to swing at a lot of balls they shouldn't, and it's just the way it is, unfortunately.
So you mentioned Sanchez, who gets to start today. I thought it was cool, too. They gave him the opener, the home opener. It is pretty rare when a player goes from an afterthought to a star, but that might be what's going on. Because 2 years ago, when he entered the rotation, I was like, all right, he's pretty good. He's all right.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't a top prospect.
No.
And then he's just gotten better and better. Mm-hmm. And then in spring training, Devin, it was like, he looks like one of the best pitchers in baseball now. It's amazing. Well,
Rob Thomson actually just compared him to Zach Wheeler, where now he has command and power. And he said that's just like Zach Wheeler. And because of that, he's expecting Christopher Sanchez, like a lot of fans, like everyone who watched him, you know, through last season, through spring training, to have a really great season and hopefully, you know, stay healthy. Christopher Sanchez put on some muscle.
I was about to ask that. He looked D's.
If you ever see him in person, Christopher Sanchez looks like an NBA player. Like, he's very tall and slender, but then he also added some bulk to that. So I think that will also, you know, add power to his throws. And I agree, Julia. Like, when he first came on, it was like, okay, this guy's pretty good, I guess. Like, I didn't think he was going to be, you know, a mainstay, and here he is opening up the season at home for the Phils. So,
yeah, Hugh, it did get big. I mean, like, and when he first got here, because it's a good way to describe him, like an NBA kind of body. Like, he's like tall and slender, but now you see it when he pitches out there, like, he's jacked and he throws really hard.
And you know what's funny? When I saw him, I was like, wait a minute, he looks a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's definitely more defined than he was a year ago.
Baseball players simply don't change like
that. No, that's what I'm saying. And that's
more of a football
player
thing.
Yeah, because he looked more like you said, an NBA player. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. But he'd been working out.
He's also similar to Ranger Suarez, I think, in his mentality. He's very, you know, like he walks in the clubhouse and is just, you know, very serene, doesn't look shaken or rattled ever. And I love that mindset. I love watching guys like that pitch because, like, nothing ever seems to shake them too much.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Home opener today. First pitch at 3:05. Devin, we appreciate you hopping in. And
of course. Thanks
enjoy
for having
today.
Me.
Yeah, of course. It's always – there's nothing like the home opener. This is going to be special today.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be awesome. Devin
Gates
Caney with us here.
Open and the kids are coming in.
The broadcast.
Ain't nobody going to school today.
No. Well, yeah, of course. It's the home opener, Hugh.
I mean, I'm just –
this is school today. 215-592-9490. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Lou in Mount Laurel. Talking tush push. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys? Yo, what's going on? I have a tush push point, and then I have a name I'd like to see the Phillies go get, and I know you will both disagree with me vehemently. So
okay, well, I'm excited for that. But let's start with the tush push. What are you feeling there?
I think it's so lame. I think it's lame, and I think the fact it's coming from a loser franchise who have never won anything is it makes it that much worse. Like, Sean McDermott, shut up. Really. Shut up.
Well, I mean, especially he's a defensive guy. He used to be here, and he runs the tush push in Buffalo more than any team but the Eagles. He's a hypocrite.
That's my problem. He's a hypocrite, and you could essentially ban every play then if somebody could get hurt. You have no data to back it up. Zero. It was what run. I forget where I read it. It was run less than 1% of the time in all NFL plays.
The number was 0.28%.
Yep,
that's the number.
Yep,
0.28. And we're spending all this time on it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's
all right,
ridiculous.
Lou, who do you want the Phillies to go get?
Hey, listen, hear me out. And I know, I believe when I called last year, Hugh said the guy is a Richard, is the best way he put it. I'm worried about Ranger. I think he's more hurt than he's letting on. This guy's out there. Go get Trevor Bauer. Come on, guys. Come on.
I knew where you were going with it. Look, so here's my thing. And, Lou, we appreciate the phone call.
No, you tripping.
How many years have to go by before we –
Trevor Bauer, like, you realize that he probably ain't going to get another bite of the apple?
Yeah, I think it's over.
Yeah, he – dog, he – I mean – yeah, it's a lot.
So
that's a lot.
Beyond the idea of if you think it's fair or not, that he's basically like shadow banned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's not banned, right? But no one will sign him. I just think after a few years of not pitching in the big leagues, to think he'll come back and perform,
be that guy. Yeah.
Like, it's pretty rare for because there's a rhythm to it, right? You're facing big league hitters. And I'd be surprised if
he's still pitching.
No, he was. I think a
simulator or whatever.
Somewhere he was pitching. Maybe a Mexican league. But I'd be surprised if he came back, if anyone would sign him, and he'd be good. I think it's probably over.
Man, that was a lot. And I know that I think, if I'm not mistaken, they found out the young lady was not being truthful.
Yeah, but
there was a whole lot going on with that. Nah, man, nobody want to touch that. He's what they call nuclear.
Well, and I'll throw one more part of this. The last team he was on, I believe, was the Dodgers. The Dodgers.
He said, hear me out. That was funny. Like, hey, wait a minute.
Also, he's 34 now. Again,
yeah, he's a little bit older.
He hasn't pitched in the major league since 2001.
Yeah, he's chilling.
That's a long time. Wherever you come down on the idea of what happened to his career, I find it hard to believe he can come back and pitch well again. So for nothing else, it's not worth the headache.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Also, do the Phillies, could they use another arm? Sure. But we have Andrew Painter coming.
And they're excited. They're excited about him being here. The fact that there was so much hoopla the year before he got hurt about him being here, that there was a lot. They were expecting him to be a part of the rotation that year.
Yeah, I saw an article this offseason where Middleton was quoted saying that even if he wasn't ready to pitch the rotation, that they thought the last couple of years he could have at least helped out of the bullpen. Like, they thought he was going to help.
They wanted him up. Like, they really wanted him to be a part of
this. Yeah, and even with the injury, he's still, when you look at the rankings, prospect rankings, he's still looked at as the top pitching prospect in all of baseball. Like,
yeah.
People think he's going to be special, and he's going to be here, you know, before the summer's over. Mark is in Philadelphia. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Mark.
I think if the push gets banned, I think the QB sneak should also be banned. I think it's like basically the same thing.
Well, they're not going to do that, Mark. I mean, you're just trying to stay consistent. Usually, like, if they take away one, away the other.
I feel like it's almost like the same thing, but you have like three people in the back pushing the quarterback.
Well, that's the part they want to ban, the push of the tush push.
And I think about the Phillies, I think they look pretty good this weekend. Especially Jesus Luzardo. I think he was phenomenal on Saturday.
He was awesome. 11 strikeouts, yeah. 5 innings. I also liked his rec specs. You don't see many guys wearing the rec specs anymore. That was like a 90s thing.
Yeah.
When was the last time we saw rec specs play?
I have not.
You know who wore rec specs in high school?
Who?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I was a rec specs guy. Go ahead, Mark.
Dork.
So I think they're going to beat the crap out of the Rockies today. And also here at the game, so...
Oh, well, Mark,
hopefully
we enjoyed. Yeah. Well, they should beat the crap out of the Rockies the next few days. At least, how about this? And, Mark, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, let's get a win today. Let's get a win on Wednesday before Taiwan Day.
Winning
this
day, yeah. Blue jean shorts making a comeback.
Jean shorts? Yeah. Shorts? I'm not sure why you
said that. Will you lock in back there?
No, I'm saying, I got on some shorts, man.
Hugh's given us 2 hours and 45 minutes, Kyle. We're about done.
I'm just saying, he spoke. You got on blue jeans.
It's a good thing you guys have backup coming in because Hugh's out.
It's like calling the relief pitcher. Hugh's about to reach his pitch limit. 2:45. He's wavering.
I live vicariously through Ike. I didn't know blue jeans. I didn't know shorts was making. I didn't know blue jeans shorts made a comeback.
Oh, Ike's wearing.
Yeah, you see him. He's right there.
Oh well, hold on. You're asking a rhetorical question. I feel like Ike knows what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't know. I didn't know.
So is this part of when he comes in here? One, we're gonna ask him.
They acid washed. I didn't know that's making a comeback.
So you want Kyle to put the poll up, or Gene Schwartz making a comeback?
No, don't do that.
Kyle, hey, put it up.
Yeah, it's going up.
Yeah, it's already up. And we'll see what people say before. Here's what we'll do. We won't tell him. And then we'll just read off the poll results while he's with us, and then we could jump off of that. And if they're not coming back, that's poor Ike.
I'm just curious. It's not like I, care a whole lot about how I present on a daily basis, but, I'm just curious.
So what happened? I thought you were did you change it because we were here today? Because you were talking about more bright colors with the YouTube era, and today you're wearing a black sweatsuit.
Because I woke up this morning.
Oh, so and
it was
a little warm for that get-up?
This one's
a light. Oh, is that light? I got you.
As we look on you, this is a lighter, stretchier fabric. Okay. The one I had on the other day,
yeah.
I got me a Harper dress. Boy, we was out on Saturday.
Sweating?
Ooh. Boy, you talking about.
It was like 80 on Saturday.
Ooh. I didn't know. So we go outside, right? And how when you sweating and like the sweat come through the like the seams.
Oh.
Y'all know what I'm talking about for the big fellas when the seams is sweating in the sweatsuit and you look like something wrong with you. It was hot. I was like, oh, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, sweatsuits in 80. That does not go.
Yeah, but I didn't want to wear shorts because it was gonna be cool. So I was kind of stuck. So I just wanted flexible. And plus, it was dark. I don't really have a whole lot of bright colors. I got to change my wardrobe up a little bit because now y'all got me on YouTube and I got dark-skinned brother. I got to start wearing brighter colors so y'all can see my face. But luckily, I got this light background behind me, so I'm good. Am I good, Tuck? They can see me, right? I'm good. But I like dark colors, So I gotta figure it out.
Yeah, early on, the Gene Schwartz poll not going Ike's way. Just early on. It could change. Kashmir in the Poconos. What's up, Kashmir?
Oh, what's going on there, Joe? What's going on, Hugh? How you guys doing?
What's up,
how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. So, first, the tush push I wanted to get on. Joe, I want to apologize on behalf of my Atlanta Falcons and my garbage head coach. And yes, I said
you
garbage.
Better. Raheem Morris.
I can't believe, coach, man.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I personally, I'm disappointed in him. I'm disappointed in him. Personally, it's like, I personally would like to tell Coach Raheem Morris, hey, Coach, if you spent less time, complaining about the tush push, maybe, and you spent more time, working on your time management and working on calling timeout with less than a minute left in the game so you can get a game-winning field goal, maybe you'd be in the playoffs and you don't have to worry about it. But I digress with that.
Plus,
one.
He's a defensive guy. Like, for a defensive guy to be against the play because they can't stop it, it's sad. It really is.
It's sour grapes. And he's another one that brought a player safety. I kind of wish I can kind of get him. I'd be like, hey, coach, you're kind of a – you're a defensive guy, but here's the thing. I've always seen Raheem Morris coaching up guys and playing different tackling techniques. Like, you're not worried about – but he's not complaining about the 18-game schedule that's going to be coming, but worried about the tush.
Right, 18 games, that's fine. Putting games on Wednesdays, that's fine. But a play that's run twice a game, we have to get rid of. It's insane.
And I'm a Falcons fan. Joe. I apologize to the Atlanta Falcons. Now, real quick, on the Phillies real quick before I hang up. I liked what I saw over the weekend, although I kind of wish this is just kind of we're going to – here's what I'm scared about with the Phillies this year, Joe, is, Joe, this team, yes, we see, JT got banged up with the bone bruise in his foot, and now we have Turner out for the third straight game. Unfortunately, Joe, with the age of this team and the attrition over the last couple of seasons, this is just going to be something we're going to have to deal with. It's just that we're going to have to deal with those nagging injuries. I'm sorry. I took the pledge, Joe. I'm going to hold them accountable. I'm not going to let these injuries, JT missing a couple games. I'm not going to let Trey missing three or four or five straight games. I'm not going to let them slide because of the injury bug. I'm not letting them do that. No, that's a loser mentality. I don't go with the injuries. I'm holding them accountable. And I'm going to say I don't want to care about the age and the injuries because that's the way they're constructed. That's the way they're built. So I don't want to hear that. They need to get over that. I will say this real quick before I hang up. They need to get younger. this team needs to get younger.
Well,
I'm
they
sorry.
Do. And that's why I think at some point, you know, incorporating Painter, incorporating Crawford, incorporating Miller whenever they're ready is going to be a big thing. They do need to get younger. And Cash, we appreciate it. I'm not saying it's an excuse for the Phillies. It's just their reality. This is an older team. We could put our head in the sand about it, but it's the truth. Hugh, by the way, as we're talking about these torpedo bats, brand new thing in baseball, I just saw this. So Matt Gelb covers the team for The Athletic. You know, he's here
Matt
today.
Gelb,
right, he's down on the field. He took a picture here. The Phillies now have a refrigerator in their dugout. They have a fridge. Like, instead of a water cooler
with
water, there's a fridge that you got to
keep the drinks cold.
Keep the drinks cold. Yeah. What do you think?
That's pretty cool. You want cold drinks. Bring the temperature down.
You know, I get the idea of a cold drink. Are we getting a little too comfortable? This is a game. This isn't your basement.
It is a little soft.
No, wait a minute. I didn't draw that correlation.
That's the first thing I thought of.
No, were they getting soft? I'm sorry, both of you guys.
Kyle, I'm glad you're with me on this.
The first thing I thought about.
Yo, is this a country club?
A cold beverage. What's wrong with
having? Might as well get a chef down there
too. What's wrong with having a cold beverage?
Their drinks are cold anyway. They have coolers.
Not as cold as they are now.
Oh, this is baseball.
On. Oh my goodness, you guys are ridiculous.
I think that's a little soft. A fridge in the dugout.
What do you need? What do you need a fridge for?
Getting a little cozy down there.
Player.
They have played baseball for 120 years without fridges in the dugout,
and it's starting to get warm sometimes. I mean, dude, I'm doing a show. You want me to pose too? I got to accommodate.
That's fine.
You know what I mean?
No one's upset about that.
Hey, he had the kid with him, man.
Last week, you were saying it was too cold for baseball. Now you're saying it's hot
no,
when the fridge is in the dugout.
No, I'm just saying.
A fridge?
I'm just saying. I don't have a problem with the fridge. Obviously, you guys do. It's just sends
it's
the wrong message.
Much.
Put a poll up, Kyle. Is the fridge in the dugout bad? 215.
Is it a little much?
I don't think. I thought it was pretty cool. It's saving on ice. You just want to put an ice bucket
saving
in.
Saving on ice? Well, how about electricity?
Yeah. It's the most frugal thing you've ever said.
I know. It's saving on ice.
Yeah,
freezing
frozen water.
It's unbelievable. See, this is why we're across from the plant-based stand. Right
there. Yeah, you know what? I forgot. I keep forgetting
I'm on television. The fridge is the plant-based stand, yeah, if you Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. The Tush Push Band, where do you come down? We're going to have to tally how many yes votes we think we have. We need nine. We need nine votes to not ban the Tush Push by tomorrow. We'll try to tally those up. Afternoon show's going to join us next for an aesthetic crossover before leading off. The Phillies and the Rockies today. No Trey Turner in the lineup. Torpedo bats might be on their way, and we just found out the Phillies now have a fridge in their dugout. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.